The Gemara says in Daf Lam Gimel Amud Aleph that Edom Zomim do not need a Hasra. You don't need to be Masra Edom Zomim before they give their Edus. And the Gemara says because it's really not Shaykh to give them the Hasra. It's impossible to give them the Hasra. And the Gemara goes through all the different cases where it's not Shaykh to give Hasra to Edom Zomim. So the Gemara says, Amos Nisr, but when can we give them the Hasra? If you do it Mikar, if you do it a little bit before they gave their Edus, Rashi says, whether it's a day before or an hour before, Amri Ishtalim, they're going to say we forgot it. By the time the Edus comes, they're going to say we forgot the Hasra. You do it b'shas ma'isa, partial masadi. They won't. They're going to get scared. They're not going to give the edus at all, and therefore it's not shaykh to be masa them. So what the Gemara says over here, if you give the hasra a little bit before the edus, they're going to say we forgot it. The Ktzais asks the kasha, obvious kasha. How could it be? How's a shaykh to say that they forgot the hasra? You're giving the hasra an hour before the edus. You're going to tell me by the time they give the edus they forgot it. It's not mistaber al pi rav. They didn't forget it. So what type of time is that? They're going to say ishtalin. And the Amos says that hasra has to be teichirei dibur. Even if it's a little bit more than teichirei dibur, it doesn't work. It could be more than a couple seconds before the Maisa. We already say it's not a good Hasra, Dilma Ishtalin, maybe they forgot it. How could it be in such a short amount of time? They're not meant to say we forgot it. About it, we all know they didn't forget it. What's the beer in that? What's this tiny of Amri Ishtalin that we forgot the Hasra? So there's a Gemara could be a very serious it could be from Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch, the Talzer Shiva. This is in his Sefer Shuri Das, Chelik Aleph. He has a shtickle called Helen Veschira. And he has an arichus about this whole Indian. This starts on page Kuf Samach Vav. And he asks another kasha we find in the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi holds that a Talmud Chacham doesn't need hasra. L'fishon nitna hasra l'havchem ben shegig l'mezin. A Talmud Chacham doesn't need hasra because the whole purpose of hasra is to tell us, to differentiate between a shegig and mezin, to let us know that he's a mezin. He can't tell I didn't know that it's aser. So it's just to give the idea that the davar is aser. So that's for a regular person. But the Talmud Chacham, he obviously knows the halacha. So if he knows the halacha, he doesn't need the hasra at all. But the Ma'aseh Chacham argue, and they hold that Talmud Chacham does need the hasra. And the question is why? If he knows the halacha, he knows that it's aser. Why is it necessary for him to have hasra? L'char, it's not being ma'aseh of anything. He already has that idea. And the aser he goes with over there is that there are many different levels of yediyas in the kaychas anafish of an adam. There are yediyas that are in the subconscious, the person knows, and then there are ideas that are a little bit more closer to the consciousness, and ideas that are more real and less real. You have l'mashal, everybody knows that smoking is bad for you, but yet people smoke. Why do people smoke? It's not that they don't know, they're not missing the idea that smoking is bad for you, but it's the idea which is a very low-level idea. It's out there somewhere, they know that it's bad, but it's not there in their consciousness, it's not in front of their face, and therefore it's not enough to be mashpi on them to tell them not to do it, because the idea is a very low-level idea. Everybody knows that if you put your hand in fire, it's going to burn, and no one's going to do that because that's the idea which is really alive, it's real, it's in front of you. It's so stark that no one would have a habit of doing that because that's the idea which is very, very real. So he says when it comes to the Achia Misa, when the Torah says Achia Misa, if you're doing an Avera, it's not enough for you to know that this is Aser, but it has to be, the idea has to be so real that it's mamash alive and real and tangible in front of your eyes, and anything less than that is not enough to be Mechayev Yomisa. So you can know that it's Aser, you know 100% that it's Aser, but if it's not mamash, the highest form of Yediyah, then the Torah says that there's not enough there, it's not enough of a mezid to be Mechayev Yomisa. And he says that's really what the point of a hasra is. Hasra is not to give you information necessarily. You know it's aser, you have no, there's no question about it. It's not a lack of idea that you have, but it's to make the idea more alive, to make it more real, to reach the madreg of idea that the Torah requires to be mechayev misa. And that's why he says the Talmud Chacham also needs hasra l'fi the Chachamim. It's true the Talmud Chacham knows that this is aser, there's no question about it. But the idea that he has in the back of his head, because he learned halacha and he knows it, is the idea which is more of a dormant idea. It's not alive in front of your face necessarily, and that's not enough to be mechayev misa. The mechayev misa has to be alive, has to be something that you see b'payel, you feel b'payel. For that, you need a ma'isa hasra. If you didn't give that hasra, then the fact that he has that idea in his head is not enough to be mechayev and misa. And that's how he learns pshat in Argamar. He doesn't say pshat in Argamar, but that's mistama what the pshat is over here, to bring the idea to a level where it's mamish real, it's mamish alive. You have to be masa teichirei dibur, you have to give the hasra right before. You give the hasra an hour before, a couple minutes before, a day before, so he's going to know it. He's not going to forget the din. Avadi knows the din, but ishtalin means that it starts fading away. That level of idea that is required for the chiyah misa is no longer going to be there. It's not going to be as real. Every second that goes by, it fades away more and more and more. So the idea is there. You might know it's true, just like you know that smoking is bad for you, but it's not so stuck in front of your face that it's the level of idea that the Torah required to be mechayev misa, and therefore that is what it means ishtalin. Ishtalin means the level of Yediyah starts fading away, and if you're not at the strongest form of Yediyah, that's not enough to be mechayiv you misa, and mimele the hasra didn't do what it's supposed to do, and that's why it has to be dafka teichid edibur to bring the idea to a level of realness and as tangible as possible, that is the level of mezid, the level of being ayran hasra, which the Torah requires for chiyuv misa.